Welcome to the Motherhood Simplified podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Lockwood, and on the surface, I teach you how to declutter your home so you can focus on what matters most to you as a mom, which I'm guessing isn't those laundry mountains, dishes stacked to the sky, and the tornadoes you clean up all day. My hope for this podcast is so much more than teaching you to declutter. I record all of my episodes live and in real time so that you can have the experience of a mom friend who gets you and is there for you. My audio isn't perfect, my kids might interrupt us, but the conversations we have are real, impactful, and proof that there are other moms like you that decluttering has worked for. If you want to join me and thousands of other moms for live episodes, go find us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search Motherhood Simplified and we'll welcome you with open arms. See you soon. Hey everyone, welcome to today's episode where I am going to help you move past this idea where we feel like we have to choose between cleaning our house and spending time with our kids. So I am living proof that you can have a pretty clean house most of the time and still be present with your kids. So I'm going to give you some truths about a cluttered and chaotic, messy home and how that affects you. I'm going to help you get past this either or mindset. And then I'm going to give you some steps to help you get started on decluttering your home so that you can live a life that allows you to spend time with your kids freely, being fully present, and spend like 30 minutes a day on maintenance on your home. I don't tell you this to brag or to make it feel like I have everything figured out, but I do have a home that is simplified enough that I can spend about 30 minutes a day. Some days it's less, some days it's more, but on just like routine maintenance and keeping it organized, keeping it clean, keeping it livable, keeping it so that I keep my sanity and I'm not feeling like I'm running around with my, like a chicken with his head cut off because there's toys everywhere and dishes everywhere and laundry piles and mess and food smashed into the carpet. And that was my old life. Okay. I spent most of my time going behind my kids and my family, cleaning up after them, trying to manage a home that had way too much stuff, which by too much stuff, I mean clutter, which is a hot topic these days, but we've been talking about it in our group for a long time. I've been living it for about the last 5 years and I'm excited to talk to you about this. So if you're watching this on a social platform and you can comment, go ahead and comment below if you feel like, or if you've said to people, or if you think and believe that you have to choose between spending time with your family or taking care of the house. Because I know a lot of people feel this way and that's okay. I'm going to teach you how to get out of it, but let me know if that's how you feel and if you're ready to move past that and be able to have a pretty clean house most of the time and spend time with your kids uninterrupted, not stressed out, not burdened, not overwhelmed. Let me know in the comments below. If you're listening to this on the podcast, go ahead and send me a message, take a screenshot, post it on your Insta stories, let people know that you heard this, you loved it, it helped you. And okay, so let's get started. So I want you to first, believe me, trust me, start to tell yourself this, that it does not have to be either or. You can live an and life. Okay, you can live in the and. You can have a clean house and spend time with your kids. And it can be fun. And you can play with the toys with them. And you can keep your sanity. And they can help you clean up. And it's so easy. Okay, so just start shifting into that. I have an and life. I have this and that. You don't have to pick either or. So I want to give you kind of a truth about this thing that people say when they say things, because I talk to a lot of people, they say things like, oh, I would much rather spend time with my kids than spend my whole life cleaning my house. Of course you do. We all would rather that. Or I would rather my kids see a regular house that's lived in versus me as a neat freak, always obsessively cleaning. Okay. That's you living in an either or life as well. That's you saying that it has to be Pinterest perfect clean all the time or total chaos and wild and unmanageable. That's you picking an or life. It doesn't have to be either or, it's going to be in the middle. Now, the truth about this excuse of I would rather spend my time with my kids than cleaning, it's an excuse, okay? I'm just going to put that out there. It is an excuse. It's a noble excuse, okay? It's an excuse that people can get behind and an excuse that people support because you're saying I put my kids before chores. Okay, that sounds good on paper, but it's still an excuse. And the reason that it is still an excuse is because you are choosing to settle. You are settling. Okay. And if you're not overwhelmed by your messy house, then this podcast and episode is not for you. But if you are overwhelmed by your house, if you are stressed out by the clutter, if the mess makes you feel distracted from your kids because you're constantly thinking about everything you have to get done, if it's making you feel stressed, if it's making you feel anxious, if it's making you feel isolated, depressed, if it's making you feel like you need to escape your home in order to enjoy your family, that's a problem. If it's making you feel like a mean mom more often than you would wish, if it's making you feel any of these negative things, like you never get caught up, like you don't have any help from your family, like you are a glorified maid for the people that you live with, then that's a problem and you are settling for less than you deserve. And that is why it's an excuse. Yes, it's noble. Yes, it is something that a good mom would say is that I choose my kids over chores and ignoring them, okay? But it's an excuse. It's a justification. It's you lying to yourself and hiding from this work that has to get done and saying that I put my kids first, so it's okay. Because the reality of this is that if your home is messy, if your home is cluttered, if it's chaos, if you feel like you're suffocating in the mess, if you feel like you're drowning, if you feel like you never keep up, if you feel like all you ever do is clean up after the kids and nag them to clean up their stuff, are you really spending quality time with them? Okay. And I'm not picking on anybody. I'm not trying to call you out. I'm not trying to make you feel badly. I'm telling you how it used to be for me. And when I talk to you guys in this community, in the Motherhood Simplified community, I hear you saying the same things that I used to say. I hear you feeling the same ways that I used to feel. And I would say things like, I'm spending time with the kids, but you know, maybe I was sitting on the floor with them trying to play with them, but all I was seeing was this chaotic playroom full of stuff, not even knowing where anything was, or just thinking about how much it's going to suck to have to clean this up when we're done, or how far behind on the laundry I was, or how many dirty dishes are still in the sink that have been there for 3 days. And it wasn't me being present with them. It was me just being there, wanting to be present with them, wanting something more, but not getting it and not practicing it and not fully engaging with them. So I want you to ask yourself, when you tell yourself this, I'd rather be present with my kids and play with my kids than worry about my house, how good is that time with them really? Okay, be honest with yourself. Now, I do want to let you guys know that the goal here isn't perfection. Okay, the goal here isn't to have a perfectly clean house all the time. If you remember at the beginning of this, I said having a pretty clean house most of the time is what I have, which means that in about 15 minutes, I can have everything put away. I could wipe things down. I could, you know, spot clean, you know, the pee on the toilet seat if we had people coming over, and it would be okay. I would not be embarrassed. I would be totally comfortable with it. I would be happy to welcome them into our home. And I wouldn't have any negative feelings about it. So that's what I mean by pretty clean most of the time, is that it's easy to maintain. It's easy to manage. It's easy to get a grip on. It's not perfect, okay? I could take you around my house right now and it definitely wouldn't be looking like a Pinterest home, but it wouldn't be horrible either, okay? It's like I've got 15 minutes. I just need to put things back where they go and we're good. The goal is not perfection. The goal is to be able to have a house that is easy to maintain. You know, you downsize the amount of stuff in it so that basically the hard work is done for you. and you have a good balance. And instead of having this, like, you're trying to make it so that you have an even amount of time spent cleaning and an even amount of time spent with your kids, it's easy for you to be way more present with your kids most of the time, play with them, go to their sporting events, do things with them, go to their school events, color with them, read with them, watch a movie with them, do whatever it is that their heart desires most of the time. And then you have this other time over here that's like 30 minutes a day of maintaining the home. You see what I mean? So it's not a balance in that you're looking for, like, I spend 5 hours cleaning and 5 hours playing with the kids or whatever it would be. It's like you have the freedom because you've done the work on the house and the physical things in your house so that you can have all of this time to do whatever it is your little heart desires as a mom, as yourself, on your own, with your family, in the community, whatever it is. It frees up your time and your energy mentally and physically to be able to do these things that are actually important to you with your full attention. Okay? Now, the next thing that I want to talk to you about is how you actually get your house to this point. And the easiest answer is you declutter. Okay, I know a lot of times people come into the Motherhood Simplified community looking for organizational tips or time hacking tips or things like that. And I don't really have a lot of those. Okay, to be totally honest, I feel like organizational hacks and time hacks are a buzzword. They are a short-sighted solution. They make you feel good in the moment, but they don't offer you a long-term sustainable solution. And you try it and it works for a week or so, and then it all comes undone. If you want a long-term sustainable solution to keeping your home in order, to keeping it at a manageable state of being, you have to declutter, which means that you have to get rid of the excess. Okay, you're spending, and I'm speaking to the people who used to be like me. Like I said, if you're still listening and none of this resonated with you, no worries. You can stop listening. But I lost my train of thought. Hold on one second. I got a text message from my husband. Sorry for the interruption. If you guys are in the group, you know that we're in the middle of a move from Idaho to California, so I had to get that. But if you're like I used to be, I used to spend so much time trying to figure out how to organize my home, buying bins, buying shelves, organizing and reorganizing the toys, trying to make it so that it would work for them, trying to set it up so that it was easy to maintain, and it just never worked. So I was spending so much freaking time trying to set that up, not only time, but my energy and my money trying to make it work. And the solution was so simple. It's to have less stuff. And having less stuff does not mean that you're having nothing, but having less stuff means that you only have what's really important. You only have what's manageable for you, which, you know, everybody has their own threshold of what is manageable and what's workable for them and how much they want and need. But the amount of time that you're spending doing that is tiny in comparison to how much time you will save by decluttering, because you will no longer be in that cycle of organize it, reorganize it, organize it, find a different solution, try a different shelf, buy some different bins, set it up this way, set it up that way. So I don't have those kinds of tips for you. I really recommend, and I say this as somebody who has lived in a 27-by-8-foot RV, somebody who's lived in an 800 square foot house, a 1,000 square foot house, a 2,500 square foot house, use the space that you have. Okay, remember, 27-by-8-foot RV, we only had what we needed. We still had toys, we still had clothes, we still had dishes, but it just wasn't a lot. What we had fit into the space that we had available to us. So whatever your space is, I recommend paring it down to a manageable amount that fits comfortably in your space. Okay, don't go out and buy over the door hangers or fancy shelves or whatever else it is that they sell you on Amazon and Home Goods, your organizational solutions. Okay. You don't need it. You can work with what you have, or the space that you have. Now, everybody always thinks that I mean that so literally. Get things that make your life easier, but don't rely on storage solutions or storage hacks or organizational hacks. Don't rely on them. It's not going to work. I promise you it won't work. Okay. So anyway, my point is that decluttering takes time, okay? It is going to take time for you to sift and sort through your stuff and decide what to keep, what to let go of, and finding the time to do it in between work and kids and breastfeeding and your husband and your sports and your extracurriculars, and you want to have fun and you want to go to church and have meet for coffee with your girlfriends. Okay. You're going to have to find time to do this, but it's going to pay you dividends. And what I mean by that is that it has a huge ROI. You're probably like, okay, dividends, ROI. What the heck are you talking about? Return on investment. So my situation was really dramatic. We moved from Alaska to Florida in a matter of about 5 weeks. So I had 5 weeks to do everything. And in that 5 weeks, my kids didn't see much of me. I made them dinner. I met their basic needs, but I was focused on decluttering. That 1 month of me not being super present with them, present enough. Okay. I didn't ignore them. I didn't neglect them. I didn't like kick them out and be like, you got to figure out dinner for yourself, you 2 and 4 year olds. But I had to spend that month focusing on the decluttering so that we could get to Florida. We only brought 3 suitcases total, but I did that 5 years ago. And it's been 5 years of me having a house that takes me 30 minutes a day to maintain. Okay. That is how much time you gain by decluttering. Not only time, energy, clarity, mental space, emotional space. It's what it gives you is irreplaceable. So I don't want you to think about how much time you're not spending with your kids while you are doing the actual decluttering. I want you to think about how much time it's going to give you in the future with them and how wonderful that is going to be for them. And that's what you have to focus on. Okay. So I also don't want you to feel like you have to make up the lost time. Okay. I told you, I spent about a month. I didn't play with them a lot. I didn't have a choice. I was decluttering 2 homes by myself. The house that we lived in and the house that I rented the preschool out of, 2 by myself with a 2 and a 4 year old. And when I had my stepson, our 7 year old, and I was working 10 hour days because I was the owner of the preschool and I didn't have any help. So I was working 10 hours a day. I had to get it done. I just had to do what I had to do. But having the life that I have now makes up for all of that time that I spent doing it. I don't feel like I have to exchange the amount of time that we have. And the same is true for the amount of maintenance that I do in my home now. I don't feel badly for taking 30 minutes a day cleaning the house because the rest of the day I was present. I was available. It was easy for me to be with them. Does that make sense? So I no longer feel like I have to clean my house or spend time with them. It's like I spend my time with them and then we clean the house because we live in this house and it needs to be maintained. So it's no longer a game of like making it balance, making it fit, making it work. It's just our life and it's easy. And I have twice a day where we just clean up the house together. Midday, like after lunch, especially on the weekends when the big kids aren't in school, we're over summer. I'm like, okay, we're all going to work together. We're going to put these lunch dishes away. We're going to kind of reset the toys, get everything back where it goes. It's kind of crazy. It's kind of chaotic. You guys pulled out the art supplies and the stuffed animals and the Legos and the magnet tiles. And it's a little bit much. So we're going to spend like 15 minutes putting this all away and then get back to playing or whatever it is that they're doing. And then right before bedtime, we do the same thing. We wrap up any dinner dishes. We clean off the counters. The kids put all their stuff away back in their rooms and the house is reset. It's ready to go. It's not us like picking and choosing like, oh, we got to clean up the house. I got to spend all weekend doing this again. Cause I used to do that. It used to take me all weekend just to recover from the week, especially as a working mom. It just wasn't like that anymore. And in Florida, I was working 10, 12, sometimes 14 hour days. And I still did not have to spend my entire weekend cleaning. It was a couple hours doing like a deep clean of like toilets and bathrooms and yard work and that kind of stuff. But I hope that this inspires you to see the power of decluttering and how it really works and how it gets you out of that cycle of spending time with my kids or having a house that doesn't drive me crazy. Okay, it doesn't have to be either or. Now, maybe you're in the community, you've been decluttering for a while. Maybe you've even done the purge-a-thon, but I do want to let you guys know that if you're in a rut, if you are needing help getting started, if you need something to give you a little nudge in the right direction, sign up for the purge-a-thon. It's free. It's a 3-day challenge. I designed it. It's 3 days and every day I give you 3 decluttering projects to choose from. I did that because I know that not, you know, if I did like one project, you know, if you've already done that or you don't have that area in your house, you're like, well, this is a waste of day. So I give you three to choose from. You can do one of them, two of them, you can do all three of them. And they are small enough projects that you can get done in about 10 to 20 minutes. Because I know as moms, we got time budgets, right? You can get it done in about 10 to 20 minutes. And they are areas of your home that are going to make a really big difference for you. So sign up for the Purge-a-thon. You get 9 decluttering projects that you can do in 10 to 20 minutes as a mom with kids that are going to make a really big impact on your home. You don't have to do them all right away. You can even save those emails for when you get time, but get into the Purge-a-thon. It will help you. It is definitely one of the most impactful free challenges that I have created. And I can't recommend it enough. And if you are wanting more support, if you're like, I really want to go deep into this, I have a mini course called 7 Days to an Uncluttered Home. It's $44. It walks you through how to declutter the most commonly overwhelming areas of your home, your laundry, your dishes, your toys, your bathrooms, your car, and your surfaces. And you get access to it for life. You can get a daily email to kind of remind you, hey, today we're doing laundry, dishes, toys, walk you through it all. It's got audio and video and a written version. And it gives you very concrete action steps to take. It's definitely one of my best courses because it kicks off your decluttering project so strong. If you've also been decluttering and you fall into a rut, 7 Days to an Uncluttered Home is great for that too, to get you out of that rut. So get one of those, get either the Purge-a-thon or 7 Days to an Uncluttered Home, or get both. Why not get both, right? And get started on this decluttering process. I promise you it will work for you. It works for everyone. I've never seen a mom be like, man, I decluttered my stuff. Now my house is easy to maintain. I really regret it. I think I'm going to go back to my old overwhelming life, right? So the link to get that is in the description of this video. It's in the description of this podcast. If you found this helpful, if it motivated you, if it inspired you, if it reminded you of a friend, go ahead and share this out. Okay, it's great to take this in for yourself and do it for yourself, but if it's really valuable to you, why keep it to yourself? Share it with the world. So go ahead and like it, share it with a friend, tag a friend, send me a message if you have questions, but please get into one of those, either one of those. They're both great. They're both powerful. And I will see you around. Bye.
Hey, friend. Did you love this episode? If you did, I would love if you took a screenshot of it and shared it with somebody else. Okay, the whole point of this is to create a community of moms who get each other, who support each other, and who, when they find something that helps them, they share it with somebody. So I would love if you shared this podcast with somebody with maybe just a little note about how it helped you or how it inspired you so that it can help somebody else. I would also love it if you left me a review. Leaving a review lets me get better stats on the internet and blah, blah, blah. Basically, it helps me help more moms like you. I would so appreciate it. If you hated this episode, I'm sorry, but I'm also kind of impressed that you listened to it all and you're still listening. So still leave me a review, still share it, because I'm sure somebody can benefit from it. I'll see you guys on the next episode.